All the people, the young, middle age, not very old ones, they were under slowly the military, Turkish military, Turkish resistance was organizing, especially. The first were civilians. Then in 65, at the end of 65, they gave us uniforms. So military organization started because the conflict was going on. What if you want to live and you have, if you want to have, keep your independence, you have to defend yourself, not to attack, especially defend. And this is in the Turkish book called Direniş means defend, defending, not to attack, because there was not such an army or weapons, just to defend, very old. And then I found myself in the military, because they gave us uniform, I was. And so from 63, shall we say, to 69, I was in the military service. I was in charge of a group.
For 6 years, you were...
yes, and then everybody, not only me. We had to. We had to. What we got, for instance, if we are getting 70 pounds a month salary, they were giving us half of it. So everybody in my age, the middle age people, were all collected under military service. Because I was a teacher, so I was paid so that I can keep my family going on.
Have the money.
Yes, to going on. Yes. Everybody was under military. All the schools were closed. Then in the middle or in the end of 65, some schools opened, because after there was the Green Line. So they thought that it is more safe. So the teachers went back to work, but they didn't let me go. Only in the end of 69, they let me go to my job. But how happened, I don't know. There was a chance. I got another grant to university, because the first time in Ankara, it was a institute, not university, institute, college, something like this. I got a grant for 1 year, and I went to Ankara to Hacettepe University, so that to complete, to be university graduate. They said, you have this some points here, and so many points from teachers standing college. And he said, if you come to university and take so many points, ne dediler ona da bakayım, credits. If you get so much credit, you will be a level of university. You will be a graduate university graduate. And I had that time 2 children. And I asked my wife, I want to go. After so many years in the military service is different. You are under order. I was dealing mostly with personnel. You know, how many persons in the service there, you know. I'm very happy that I didn't have any conflict using any weapon. I was lucky anyway, and most of people. But one night I remember when I was in the service, you know, the Dikomo village is connected to Nicosia by asphalt road, but in the middle our resistance or soldiers, Turkish maybe we can call them Turkish soldiers, were there, occupied a hill. But this, it was a family. And they didn't know that this, in the middle of this was where the Turkish people waiting aren't there. And they came. And they stopped them. They said, man, wife, and I remember two children, I think, from Dikoma, Greek people. From Dikoma village, they wanted to go to Lefkosia. But they didn't, they lost the way. And I was on duty, I was in charge officer that night, and telephoned to me, ah, we caught some Greek people, and said, what are we going to do? I said, wait. I went there. Still, there now is a university, you know, the nearest university on the hills. And I thought, they were afraid, of course. I said, and because I know some Greek, I talked to them in Greek. I said, don't worry, what is this? But we didn't know that this road comes here. We lost, we should go from other, maybe from Balikitre, what do you say? Kithrea. From Kithrea, they should go. But they lost their way. I said, okay, tamam. This is not, you lost your way, okay. And I telephoned to the police, and police came, took them to the police station in the center of Kosia, and they called the United Nations, and the United Nations took these people to Abbasid. You see? And this is very important. But the soldiers there, they were also afraid because what are we going to do? These people came. Oh. Anyway, we solved this problem. And at the end of 69, I was telling I want to go to my work. No, not now. When? You don't know. And I was in the service. And then at the end of 69, they gave me, and as I told you, I got grant to Hacettepe Tepe University, I finished, came, and at the end of 70, 1 year, I studied very hard and got the credits. But for me, it was very difficult, you know, under 7 years under military service, you disappear. You forgot your work. It is a different life. You are under order, or maybe you can give orders. Come here, go there, dig this place. Many things. It's different. So I wanted this grant to go and renew myself. And at the end, my wife said, "Okay, you can go. I can manage to look to small children." And also because her mother was living there. And so I came after 1 year, they called me from the education ministry, in our education ministry. That time, was it education ministry? Something like this, then education ministry. It has another name. The director of the office told me, "Council, we want you. Somebody is getting retired, and I want you to place him to be inspector."
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have enough time to return to the classroom. Maybe inspector or advisor. Nowadays they use, but that time it was inspector. So I was I couldn't believe, because I was 32 years of age at that time, 33. And I said, if you want to appoint me as an inspector, I cannot say no. If you want, I am ready to work. So they appointed me. I was 33 years old. And then first time I went to the office, old inspectors they are sitting. Why is this young man came as an inspector? And they couldn't accept me. They wouldn't accept me very easily. But later, when we worked together, I started going to these schools, inspecting schools. So we became friends. And after, it was 84, I worked at the education ministry. Also, I worked as a in charge of adult education, which folklore, the dances, you know, the folk dances and so on, all in this department. I was in charge of this department, and for the first time, we made a research, the old dances, and we noticed that the time. I noticed that some of the folk dances played that time was the same as the Greeks. For instance, Bekris, Pekri, in Turkish Pekri. Pekris, the man who drinks, you know. He drinks and he plays. And Kasabis, Konyalı, for instance, Konyalı, or Konyalı. Azize. Yeah. It's plays same music, and we started. We made a program, an exhibition in Pergamos area where the British are there. They invited us. And we didn't know also that the Greek folk dances are there. We just went, but we saw them, and while our folk dances were performing. A Greek friend came to me and said, but this place, it's ours, he says to me. Then I said to him, but how? What is the name of this game? Pekris. What is this? Azizes. Then they changed the names. And I said, you see, it's Cypriot. It's not ours. It's ours altogether. You see, you play this, they dance this, and they dance this. And maybe he didn't agree with me, but what I learned that these folk dances were practiced in the Turkish and Greek villages, sometimes together. And it came up to now. And we made a research, and still these folk dances are played. For instance, during the after the harvest finished, you know, what do you call, I don't know, in Greek. Harvesting. Yes. For instance, my mother's brother, he was having a big one, and he was very strong, and he was entering the field, and in 2 hours finished. But also, and he was playing with his instrument. After it was a ceremony, you know, after the harvest finished. So people coming, having a nice evening, maybe some sporting activities, right? Athletics, wrestling, and playing with this instrument. And where did he learn? Maybe some from the Greek villages. And still today is played. What I saw that. The Cypriot culture, both sides, Turkish and English, they have something in common. How this happened? Well, in 1571, when the Ottomans came to Cyprus, there were no Turkish people here. 1571. And when some people from the Anatolia, they brought here. Some people from the Balkans. You know, the Alban, because that time was the Ottoman Emperor time, and the Albania was under Greece, Albania, Macedonia, all this part, Serbia. And from Albania, many people brought to Cyprus, from Anatolia, Maybe those people in the army who rebelled against the authority, also these people. And these people came, they are culturally different, but they came here and found people that they live here, they work here, and they started slowly, when they settled here, started to communicate, work together. And some Turkish culture passed there, some Greek culture passed there. Not only this, before, a few months ago there was a research in your site that the blood, how do you say, zero, or the blood
DNA,
type.
DNA, the blood type, okay.
Blood type, or Turkish people and Greek people are the same. Because so many years, 400 years, it changed, we were together. Maybe there were marriages, of course. Not very much, but there were. I remember in one of the archives during the Ottoman period, a Turkish villager, went to at that time the administrator be called Kadı, like mayor or administrator. During the Ottoman period, I read it from the archives, just to tell you that even in the Ottoman period, more than now, maybe in the Ottoman period, there were mixed marriages. And one example to give is one of the Turkish villagers with a woman behind him, he went to the mayor. At the time we called him Kadı. Kadı means the ruler of this area, for instance. And he was like a governor, maybe governor is that. Yes, and he went, and when he was in line, when he came to, he went inside to the Kadı, and Kadı asked, "What is your problem?" And also the woman behind him, she's in there, because that time the woman stayed a few pace behind. It was a custom anyway. And what is your problem? "Ah, Mr. Governor, I want to marry this woman, daughter Maria, daughter of Kyriakos." I think, the name are not real. I am just remembering. "I want to marry Maria, daughter of Kyriakos, if you give your permission." And the governor turned to the woman and said, "You, the daughter of Kyriakos, Maria, do you want to marry Hussein, the son of Ahmed?" And she said, "Yes." "Okay, you can get married." And they get married. I tell you this because it happened a lot of time. So maybe this research shows the same blood type, Turkish and Greek. But before, I think also the Venetians ruled. The Venetians started, the Lusignan stayed here 300 years. The Venetians again stayed so many years. Also this Italian blood or the French blood came to Cyprus. And as you know, more than me, in the Greek language, a lot of Italian words still. It is there. Also in Turkish language. For instance, in my village, Istarokonno, once I went to my village, and my father's sister, I was staying with her, her husband said, "Ah, trabezi onar," means prepare the trabez. What is trabez? In the Sarokorno village, trabez word, using trabez, table. Table in Italian, table, trabez. Piron, what is piron? From the Lusignans, Piron's fork. We eat fork. Piron. Yes, Pironi. Also, there is another place there. They make börek. Nowadays, it's so good. Piron. It's the name Piron. Anyway, what I mean is that during the before the Ottomans, there were the Venetians, the Nizinians, and many other cultures came to Cyprus, stayed there. But the Phoenicians in the beginning, but the Romans, Byzantium, but they stayed here, and maybe some of them left. But what remained from them is their culture. Something left, which, and all people, all Cypriot people, Greek or Turkish, they shared this culture coming from these civilizations. It is under the ground, over the ground, in Salamis, and so on, Kitium, Amathus, all these places. So the Turks, when the first came in 1571, maybe they came from another culture, but started to relations with the inhabitants, and slowly they became Cypriots. What I believe. And the Cyprus problem, I think, is a created problem, and I am very sorry that still nowadays some part in both sides, some part of the communities, they still don't understand this. We don't need for others to come and say, make peace. Why we should come together and talk and understand each other, respect each other's culture, and bring peace to Cyprus. I worked 5 years in conflict resolution, bicommunal, Greeks and Turkish, 5 years. We talked a lot of these matters. And one of the Greek partners was Katy Claridis, Kostas Shamas, her husband. If you go back to Kostas Shamas family, he's from Egypt. Yes. Many people. Maybe if you go, my uncle, he was a school director, secondary school director. My uncle. He died long years ago. He told me that our family came from Anatolia. He made a list and so on. But he said also to me, maybe first from Albania to Anatolia, because that time was Ottoman period. People moving from Serbia to Anatolia to the, all mixed. Maybe we have something Albanian. Maybe. And you know, I told this when I went to Macedonia. 10 times I was invited to Macedonia for translators' symposium. And I showed some Albanian poets Cyprus map, and there in the Kormagitis there is a place which is called Arnaut. Arnaut means Albanian. The Ottomans took the Albanians from Albania, put in the ships, and brought them there, and they told them, go, choose your land, stay, and produce. You see? So, in Limassol, we have a sector, it's called Albania. We have some people still there, their surname or nicknames are Albanian, Arnaut. You see? So, what I was trying to say, we have a different culture. So, and most civilizations they brought here, and still we have what, how we act today, how we speak, we are somehow a part of them. It's still going on. But we have, the Greeks have their culture. So, instead of sharing this, we are trying to more to divide Cyprus, make people enemy to each other. So I think this created problem. If it doesn't stop, we will suffer a lot. So my senses tell me that we should know this and put in the education system, translate many books from Greek to Turkish, from Turkish to Greek, so that people can read. Because a novel, as I told you, you can read the social history from that novel, even from a poem. So we should read more each other. We should know much other, and we should believe that we should have a common aims about Cyprus. I remember in the book, I will finish. I will say you and finish. In these Cyprus, Philip Newman. The name is Philip Newman. History of Cyprus. He wrote a book. Still book. It's a very old book. When we were in the college and also in gymnasium, because I was in the chorus part of gymnasium, and all our lessons were in English, and it was compulsory that we read this book by Philip Newman. At the end of this book says, if in a country people, they don't have common aims, a common history, and something to be proud, they will have fight. If they have all this common and they share, then in this country peace can come very easily. We can establish peace. So I think we should stop chauvinistic movements there. Niazi Kızılyurt's books, he tells better than me, because he is an intellectual. I am a poet. I'm a writer. I write what I feel. But in my poetry and short stories, always deep there, it is this. Maybe in some poems I don't tell directly, but it recalls one who reads it very carefully, because my style is that I don't tell directly. I don't put my finger to the eyes of the reader. You read it and try to recall what this poem is about, what this short is about. For instance, in one of my short stories, I wrote it 3 years ago, I think, in a crowded avenue. I'm describing an avenue, and then a crocodile on the pavement is moving. And then my mother, you know, the crocodile is a white animal. And this maybe recalls you something else about Cyprus problem. And my mother comes. Mother. Mother is another symbolic, metaphoric mother. Take cares. If you are hungry, she feeds, she looks after you. She's a peaceful woman. And this crocodile moves in the pavement. A lot of people coming, and my mother goes near the crocodile and sits, and they talk each other. But we don't know, it doesn't write what they talk between us, between them. But the reader can imagine a crocodile. What is a crocodile? A woman, a mother, what is a woman? And these two comes together, and they talk between themselves. What they talk? Maybe peace in Cyprus.
But you don't think that it's wrong to say that you're a Turkish Cypriot and I'm a Greek Cypriot, right? We need to.
No, when we go
to separate.
Yes, when we go to, when I was in student in Ankara, before and later. Where are from you? I'm from Cyprus. So we say Cypriot, but if you ask me, what Cyprus? How Cyprus? Turkish Cyprus, Turkish Cypriot,
so
Greek Cypriot.
Of course.
Well, it's our identity. Turkish Cypriot, Greek Cypriot, Armenian Cypriot. It's our identity. It's our cultural identity.
Tell me, so what do you know about 1974 now? And if you Were you here? Were you in Cyprus? Or you were?
Yes, I was in Cyprus, yes.
So what was happening then? Where you were living in Limassol?
Yes, what we know... I was in... No. After that, my wife gave birth. I was always here. And then she came to give birth, and she stayed here, all in Nicosia. But what happened in 15 July? 15 July is very important. And another thing is very important, that Cyprus conflict, it didn't start from 74. This is in the book, also in Kleridis, also in Niazi Kızılyurek, also as Rusho Makaris Rusho this, also. I think you should look to this. Anyway, when, as you know, Cyprus problem always after 55, always there was something under there trembling. What is this? The conflict, hidden conflict between them. Maybe if we go backwards also, the independence of Greece, the nationalistic movement, the Megali idea. You know this Megali idea, that Eastern saw these islands. And I think it was there, but somehow people respected each other so and so, and this gradually went up in 1931, plebiscite, well, referendum. They wanted to make a referendum that time, and that means that referendum. What is referendum? Do you want Enosis? Yes, and finished. We didn't agree at that time. You see, the problem goes back up to that time, slowly. In 55, came up. In 63, bloodshed, both sides. Many innocent people died. And then constitution, changing of constitution, another green line. So in went up, and in 74, Samson. But also this movement, Samson's movement, taking Makarios from the presidency with the help of the junta in Greece. I think this also is a created problem. I think so. Why? Because the Turkish Navy coming from Turkey to Cyprus, why the Sixth Fleet didn't stop Turkey? I think that there is another problem. I think instead of coming Greece, instead of Cyprus to annex to Greece, and Greece coming to Cyprus in front of the petrol, maybe the Americans, the English, they didn't want this. Maybe. I don't know. I think it is a problem created.
Maybe they didn't want to stop, you mean Turkey?
Yes.
From coming. So why? They wanted Turkey to
yes.
come.
Yes, they didn't have Cyprus in conflict. Cyprus divided. It's more easy to rule. You know, the English system, divide and rule. Maybe this is. And I think this persuaded Turkish military after Samson's 15th of July that it was just about to proclaim the Enosis. And then the Turkish army, the Turkish president that time invited Greece, come, let's go to Cyprus and settle down this problem. English, England, come, let's all, the guarantors, come together, we go to Cyprus and restore the constitution and restore the order, and we come back. But they didn't come. They didn't want to come. I don't know why. And then, as you know, Turkish military came here, another, this many people, innocent people, it's a war. Everybody dies. Many Turkish people died. Many Turkish villages trapped in the south. Many innocent people died. And why these people should die? Because the war brings all its dirtiness, all its rubbish together. And heaven, it shouldn't happen. maybe three of them, they could come together. When 15 July happened, and Makarios fled, and Samson, and then because the Turkish people, they wouldn't, they always didn't agree Enosis. Because the Enosis, the mentality is that if Enosis, the Turkish Cypriot identity will finish. And they give examples, like in Crete, like in Rhodes, and many, many islands like there. Like in Greece, the Turkish population. And maybe they were afraid, of, and they were against also to Samson, because they knew that with the junta, he will proclaim annex to Cyprus, to Greece, and he will be the most popular. Maybe his statues will. But in this position, the Turkish Cypriots, to tell you the truth, they were happy that the Turkish army came here. That the feeling was this: came to save us. To save us. Why the Greek community couldn't save us? The police? No, they couldn't save us. We couldn't be close friends, shall we say? Friends, but to accept each other. And this made so people at the time was happy that to see the army, but that
within
change into it went to different. No, what happened? The people in south moved to north with the agreement, of course. Credis was, and some people in the north, they left their everything. They are afraid to live under the Turkish military, and they fled away because they are afraid. They are human beings. All we are human beings. Why these people in the south came to north, and people went? This is the bad side of the war. It shouldn't happen. How things could be organized so that people could stay in their houses? I don't know. But this war brought this sad problem with together, and today. They are trying to find a solution, but after now it's more than 30 years. For instance, my son, he didn't speak to a Greek friend. He didn't meet him. My younger son, the same. He doesn't have a Greek friend. He doesn't know Greek. They don't know about Greek Cypriots, nothing. And how these people are coming together? We should. And some conflict resolutions activities is going by communal activities is good. But we have to change also the education system. The education system is very important. I remember one thing in 65, was it? At that time we didn't have TV. We have only RIG. We are watching RIG.
And
we
have
RIG.
Greek.
RIG.
Yes, RIG. But also was Bayrak.
Not Bayrak. That time there was not Bayrak yet. No, maybe yes. The radio, not TV. And I was watching a competition. I remember the name. Onisilos, one group. Evagoras, one group. And sometimes I was watching when I did enough time and asking questions, you know, somebody directing. I think he was the education minister. I don't know that time. Evagoras. I remember. Vega Monaves. Vega Monades, something giving credits. I didn't see this this competition, but somebody told me, I know the competition, but I didn't. He asked, who killed Jesus? And one of the students said, who killed Turks? And he said, Vega Monades. I didn't see this program, but those people who saw it, it spread from them. That's why I say we should change education system. Who are the Turkish people? Who are the Greek people? How they live culturally? How they interact? How they work together? What they share? We should bring some peaceful the material to the books. We change. Also, in these 2 days, in today's paper, I read that the Chrysostomos, the archbishop, said, "I am the leader of Greek Cypriots. I am the leader." And I don't know which paper said, "No, we don't accept your leadership. Leadership is political leader." Christophias. And so you are leader of the church, not the Cyprus government. And he gave an example. He said, look at the Turks. Their religious leader is not leader of the community, is leader of the jami, the religion. This is how we call like the religion and the political, not to mix together, but that, and it was separated. And today we don't. If the religious hoja says I am the leader, we have fights, but nowadays we can see that in some villages, some religious courses is going on. Some unnecessary jamis are building. We don't need them. We have enough jami. Why build more? Slowly, this religious influence is increasing. This is something to think about. At the end, I say we shouldn't agree with the created problem, or those who created the problems.
How do you feel for Turkey being in Cyprus still? Like, is this something that you like? Yeah, like as experience?
To my mind, I want Turkish army to be out. But first of all, let's have the solution. Both sides, that Greeks and Turkish can agree on a solution, and not only the Turkish army, but also the Greek army out, also the national army, also the Turkish national army. Let police, maybe we can have police force enough. That's enough for us, but not military bases, military, all the military, not only the Turkish, any military. Out, maybe also the English out.
And one last question: when you were in Turkey studying both times, so did you know where you it was happening that you would hear anything about Cyprus in while you were in Turkey, or no? There wasn't being said anything about Cyprus, and maybe especially. Like in around 1970s when you were again there. Have you heard that, oh wait, Turkey is going to go to Cyprus, so maybe it's better for me, and maybe you thought maybe it's better for you to stay there instead of coming here?
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
Yes, we are getting some news from Cyprus, and you know, and that period was trying to find a solution in London and Zurich. The leaders were going there, coming there. It was a period, 58, 50, 60s. So we were a bit, you know, more easy there. But that period also in Turkish, Turkish political was very, very, very active. For instance, in 1960s was the end of Democratic Party. The Adnan Menderes that made a revolution, 27th May revolution. And we were in Ankara that year. And we were in the revolution.
There was in when?
27th May.
Of 1960s.
60s, okay. Yes. We were students there and we took part in the demonstrations. All students, 19 May, made by the military. It was a coup by military, and all this Democratic Party, they were out, and some of them death penalties. It was wrong, actually, this. And we had this in Turkey. And then, in 60s, I was here. But I didn't think to stay in Turkey. Never, no. Because I wanted to come and start work, because I come from very, very poor family. maybe I told you that for the first time I saw my father when I was 33 years old. I was staying with my grandfather. They separate. And after 5 years old, I was 15 years old when I came to Nicosia for gymnasium. I saw my mother, and I didn't know where she was living. I came to Nicosia to go to my mother. I knew that somebody is my mother in Nicosia, but where? By asking so and so and so in Omorfida, Kaymaklı area, maybe that woman could be your mother. Let's go and see. And we went to the old house. And the door was open and I stood. And a woman came and she looked at me. And I looked to her. Maybe because she was mother, you know, mothers have different feelings. Maybe she understand that I am her son. Yeah, you see? So I wanted to return to Cyprus. To be here, I didn't thought, but some friends, they stayed here. But later they came to Cyprus. But in my mind, Cyprus. And even afterwards, in 63, 74, even in 56, when I graduated from gymnasium, from the college matriculation called that time, anyway, because I needed money and I couldn't still ask him money from my mother, and because she was very poor, I was trying to get a work. And there was I saw in the Cyprus Nedro, the English paper, Cyprus, anyway, I saw they wanted an interpreter to the English army, and that English army was in Famagusta. It was the Leicestershire regiment, and I wrote a letter, and they called me, and two Greek and one Turkish. They gave me a Greek paper, a small, read it and say, what is it? I read it, English, then Turkish, to Greek and so on, and at the end, get out, we'll call you. And half an hour later, they said, okay, you get the work. Oh, what shall I do? I need the money. So I went to the Leicestershire Regiment, interpreter. And I just worked only 1 month. And then because Cyprus, I went to Cyprus State Teacher Training College. I won. But the officer there, which I worked together, Mr. Moore, he was graduate from Oxford. 2 stars here. I was in his office. He said to me, Kansu, come to the English army. and work in the English army, and I will direct you so that you can get, you can have an occupation. And after the army, you continue. And also, if you like, you can stay in England, so and so. I was about to accept, but something inside told me no, and I didn't go. You see, Cypriot, I wanted to stay here.
So what would you like to see happening in Cyprus?
Now, what I am, for instance, the first thing in property. The property, nobody can take a property from the other unless he's okay. He can sell it, but you cannot take it with force. We can see this in many, like in Ottoman period in Egypt. Many examples from there. At that time, some people, they had land in Egypt, and then after Egypt gained independence, and these people who owned land or house, they asked, and many years later they got. Now in Cyprus, I think the property is very important. It's the basic of Cyprus problem. If you have a property in Labithos, it is yours. It must be yours. But somebody is there. So, what can we do for this? Also, maybe not as big problem as, but in South, some Turkish property, somebody is there. What can we do? This is an agreement. In agreement, we have to find a solution. Maybe a solution should bring, if the owner of the house comes and wants to live in her house, he should come. Stay there. But maybe the administration will be a Turkish administration. Oh. No problem. In the south, maybe the same. Those who want to go to the villages, they can go, stay. We should give this freedom to people who left their property. And this should be agreed by the communities, so that if, for instance, your father wants to come to Labithos estate, he should feel secure, not too afraid. He should feel secure, and his life should be in guarantee. By whom? By the police, whatever. And this should be given, and the property. And what will happen to the other man who came and he is there? Maybe they can give him another house. Maybe they can beat him another house. Or maybe the owner of the house would like to sell his house to him. Maybe. You don't know. But it is the heart of the Cyprus problem. Property is very important. I think with solution, we should find a solution. Thanks God, I don't have property. To my mind, the best solution will be, at the moment, is a federation, which Akel also insists. But what kind of federation? There are hundreds of federation systems. I remember an American came to our conflict resolution meetings, and he gave a conference about federalism. I learned from him that federation, it can be many kind of federation. The best federation you can find, the Greeks and Turks, the best federation. Federation. Maybe like in Switzerland, many cantons, and like in USA, many states altogether. Maybe something that people will be happy, will feel secure, will can keep identity and culture, and share. All Cypriots can share, and maybe we can establish something in common that Greeks and Turks can believe the same. And maybe we can create an enemy from outside and we can unite. I'm joking.
Who knows?